So the seventh hat is counselor. So once you've come up with your correct diagnosis, it's important to help the plant owner understand the problem and his or her options for management. Remember, these are not plant science people, and I'm going to say usually. So sometimes I run into a chemist who knows way more about the chemical options for treating something than I do, or somebody who's going to ask me complex questions about vascular movement of a chemical through a plant. But those are by far the exception to the rule. So don't bombard people with a bunch of technical terms or the three-page breakdown of the sexual and asexual reproduction cycles of a fungus. It's too much information. It's information that they don't need and isn't really valuable to them. It's much more valuable to them to get clear, concise information that will help them do what needs to be done to take care of their plant. So I know that we all find this endlessly interesting, and I can read a 10-page document about a fungal disease, but not everyone is quite as excited as we are about this stuff. Give the person a clear idea of what the problem is and how you came to that conclusion. So it's really useful to kind of frame it for them. Say, I see these spots. I looked under the microscope. This is the process I used to come to this diagnosis. The next step is explaining this is what they have, and then let them know all, I'm going to repeat this, all of the management options, if any exist. I always like to start with the cultural control options. I usually start with the least aggressive and go towards the most aggressive with my options, but it's really important to give them all of their options, regardless of your personal beliefs about what is appropriate or what is okay to use. If you have ideas about what you think is appropriate for chemical control and you think that only organic things should be used, or you think that only hand pulling should be used, or different ways, that's really not your role in this particular setting. Your role is to represent the University of Wisconsin Extension and to help people make their own decisions based on their own values. So we give them all of the information, starting usually with cultural control and then moving your way to chemical control. But it's really important that they know what their options are and which ones are most effective and what works for them. Many people will specifically say that they don't want to use chemicals, and you just say, that's completely fine, but if that doesn't seem to work for you, this is an option that you can consider if you want to. So the goal of this whole counselor role is to help people to understand what the problem is and how to address it. So if there's a clear choice of how to handle the problem, review the steps with the person. So some evergreen diseases you would spray when the needles first emerge and then 3 to 4 weeks later. You might need to explain what that looks like, needles emerging, when that might happen. You might want to explain the three different chemical options out there and if they should hire somebody to do it or if they can do it themselves. But what you want to do is review those steps with the person and answer any questions. I also make sure that they understand once they leave that office, this is not over. That if they come up with more questions tomorrow or they come up with more questions in May when they're ready to hire somebody to spray, that they can call back. It's really useful to keep some documentation of this process that you've used and the conclusions you come to and the recommendations you've made so that can be on file not only for you but whoever happens to be there to help this person later. So it's really nice for me to be able to go back and say, oh yeah, I remember talking to you, and they might say it was September. I can go back to my files from September and flip through and find their last name, and I have my notes on there, and it can help all of that memory that all of us have so much trouble with, and it just kind of puts all those facts and information back in your head so that you're back in that place where you can help them and give them good answers to their questions.